evening, everybody. We're going to study from this past MS. Pashas Mase. Shnas Tov Reish Mem Dal. Mase. Tov Reish Mem Dal. The last fragment in Tov Reish Mem Dal. In these editions, page 324, in the top right hand side. Kodesh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, command the Bnei Yisrael, they come into the land, those are the Asher Tipol Lachem V'Nahala Eretz Kanaan, the Gula Sah. This is the land that you're going to divvy up amongst the Shvatim, the nine and a half, and these are the borders, these are the boundaries. Now it's an interesting expression, Asher Tipol Lachem, land that falls to you, and that means it's connected to some place higher, if it falls, coming from Shemayim. And that's really what we're saying. And then, of course, we have this Lachem. It's coming and coming from above Lachem to you specifically. And the Medrash says, Lachem hi re'uyah. This is the right land for the right people. Now, the Medrash is quoted at length below in footnote number one. And we'll stick it out. It's simple enough. The mashal is a great landowner, a wealthy nobleman or king, has many, many maidservants and slaves, and he has them marry with the young men and the young maidens of other estates, of other countries and of other medinas. And then he realizes, why am I doing that? If I have all of these manservants and maidservants, why don't I be mishadach them one with the other? That's the mashal of Hashem. He is the master of the whole world. Shenemar l'Hashem ha'aretz u'mlo'o. It's all mine. I have my special land of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Asher eini Hashem elokecha bo mereishis hashana v'adachris shana. And that's a special hashkacha. There's a special sense with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches over and provides for all of what we need here in Eretz Israel. And then he has his special people who are not treated with intermediaries and mazalos and all of those kinds of things that other nations have, where there's a star, where there's this great angelic power in the heavens through which Hashem Yisbarach allows the conveyance of what they, those people, might need, their good fortune or otherwise, comes from these processes, these sources of malachim. Ein mazal liYisrael. Like Eretz Yisrael is under Hashem's very personal hashgacha, so too Am Yisrael is very much connected with, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing for us, Mirz Hashem, only good things, directly, without intermediary, without this mazalos. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I have my special land, I have my special people. Well, of course, the special people belong on my special land. And that's the Medrash on the word Tipol Lachem. Lachem hi re'uyah. And now, we're going to take that to the next step. V'isa b'medrash. The Medrash is in Tanchumot, Parshat Matos. When talking about the mistake of the B'nai Gad and the B'nai Reuven, so the Medrash says that there are Shlosh Matanos, three Matanos, Zocho ba'akas, Zocho ba'kula. That if you have one, you might be able to get the and the other. And again, he quotes the Medrash below. And the three things are Chachma, wisdom, Gvura, power and fortitude, Oshem, wow, where do we go? Now, of course, the Sfasemis explains elsewhere that Chachma is Chachma Zatorah, Gvura is to be strong in our fulfillment of Torah and mitzvos, Ezdahu Kibor, Koveshes Yisrael. And Osher is the Osher is the one who has a full sack of Zuchuyos of Torah and mitzvos, Maisin Tovim. But even on the simplest level of Pshat, everything that we do and everything we acquire in Chachma, Gvura, and Osher should be acquired through our connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person who goes to study Torah is studying Torah because it's Hashem's Torah. A person who goes to work is working because it's Hashem's world, and in that world Hashem wants us to do what we have to do to subsist and to do well so that we can learn His Torah and teach His Torah and promote all good things in our families and in our communities and in our nation. And obviously Gvura, to do all of the above, means yes, to be Kavish the Yetzer, and also to have lasting and staying power to defend ourselves where we have to, materially and otherwise. To rise up and stand up to those challenges in life, again, personally and communally. Now, but if we do it with a sense of commitment to this is how the Torah wants us to live, this is how I bring out the truth of the Torah in all ways, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing it, as it were. I'm not going out and working hard or defending my people myself. You know, it's something that the Malbim points out. When the Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven say that they're going to go and make war and they'll lead all of the Jews in battle, four psukim one after the other, how brave and courageous they're going to be, and they were. Not one time the name of Hashem. Bnei Yisrael, but not the way Moshe goes back on them and says, let me tell you how you're going to do it. And then repetitively, over and over again, Moshe says, you're going to lead the war with Nei Hashem, with Nei Hashem, with Nei Hashem. That's how we wage war. Knowing that it is a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Ish Milchama. And that's how it is for Chachma, and Gvura, and Oisha. Let's see the Sasems inside. So these are Gimel Matanos. Zocha Ba'achas, once you are Zocha to one, correctly, one will lead to the other. Zocha Ba'kulon. Zman Shehein Matnas Shemayim. That's because they're coming from Shemayim. They're not coming because of my efforts. It's not because of all of my smarts. It's with Siyata Dishmaya. And that's in all areas. And we know how many times people have so many stories of Gedolim who had difficulties and could not understand and could not answer. Kasha in the text was something difficult in the sugya. And then it was time to daven. And they davened well. Just not only for their learning, they daven well. They come back to the Gemara, they open the Gemara, and I got it. They have the answer. They understand the mahalak in the sugya. Because of their avodas Hashem. Their understanding and their chachma of Torah is for Hashem's sake and through His kindness. And so certainly it is for Gura and Aisha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one. He's Kivu HaNaisen Lecha Koyach L'Aso Yisrael. The Pasuk. Now, he says, that's the understanding of the Pasuk. Shavti V'ra'oi Tachas HaShemesh. Shlomo Melech says in Kehelas. You know, I've sat and watched and I've observed this. He was the wisest, most keen observer. Lo lakalim hamerot, smayim v'lo l'gibayrim hamilchama, v'gam loy lachachamim lachem, v'gam loy lanavayim oisha. Listing these things, chachma, oisha, and gvura. You know what? The people who seemingly have the greatest muscle power don't necessarily win. And those who are the fastest, you say, oh, they got the race down pat. No, they don't. It's probably somebody from Nigeria who comes in, you know, a few seconds before that, right? And so on, and that's how it is. In all of our own pursuits, even where we're doing it ostensibly because it's Torah, and I'm learning, I'm going to the Shir, I'm learning my Seder. It has to be L'Shem Shemayim. It has to be because this is connected to the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the Torah. Everything is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Parnas, the Aisha, the Gvura, the Chachma. It's all L'Shem Shemayim. Then it can succeed. But then, that's what Shlomo Melech means. If it's Takas Hashemesh, it's low, if it's all about this world and what I'm accomplishing, what I'm able to do, what I've learned how to do, and who I'm talking to, and who I'm investing with, and what my connections are, and this and that, and what courses I'm taking, and how I'm learning with whom and who I choose as my kapusa, whatever. It could be even in the realm of Chachma and Torah. If you think it's because of me, that's Takas Hashemesh. And Takas Hashemesh, lo lemei, lo lekalim hameirot, lo ligbarim hamilchama, gam lo lechachamim lachem, gam lo lenevoinim, oisha, pirish. Shidus vagur, mitzav hateva, ein bo tielis. If you think, well, look, this is, I know, naturally so, I do this, I work that, I invested here, I did a deal, I learned a profession, excuse me. It's only going to work, not only if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to, but if you do it L'Shem Shemayim, if it's all part of a Torah existence, otherwise ein bo tielis, it'll be of no good use. Or, it won't last. It won't be of lasting. Rak im hu, b'koyach ha-shayrish, shalomala, the root of all good things, is in Shemayim. The ma'alim in HaShemesh, as opposed to ha'as HaShemesh. That's just because but just for that alone, as soon as Kandri Shemini Atzeres will read, the Shabbos Kol Moed will read, Kedalas. Kedai just for that. Just to understand what Kehelas is saying.
Shlomo Melech. Rakim ubekoyach Hashem Shlomalam min Hashem. Matnas Shemayim ubo'in bekoyach HaTorah. And again, let's not understand it only simply, well, if I learn Torah, then I have a schus. No, it means, if the Torah means the blueprint for life, for how I eat and how I sleep and how I do my business and how I learn my Torah and how I relate to my family and my shalom bayis. It's all min ha-Torah. And then it succeeds. And I have the chachma and the gvura and the oisha. Ki b'chol daba yesh chelik la-Torah. Everything is connected. Torah is not just about 613 mitzvahs. It's all about entire person and the entire Am Yisrael. Is that what you're talking about? We're going to read it soon. I think it's the Haftarah on Tisha B'Av. Al yishal al chachim b'chachmasai. Don't praise yourself, great wise man, because of your wisdom. Al yishal gibor b'gvurasai. And the great strong man, don't praise yourself for your gvura, even if it's the right kind of gvura, the gvura of the kavishyetzah. Al yishal oshir b'oshir. Again, it's the three items, three same things that are in that message. Chachma, gvura, and oshir. Don't be praising yourself for what you've got, even though you've got them. Why? Kibazois is halal and is halal. Only in the following. Haskel v'yadoa v'yasi. Now, what does v'yadoa mean in the Torah? Das. What is das? Does it mean just knowing something? V'yayda adam eschat. It means bonding with something. Becoming one with something. Complete identification of my life, of my pursuits in Chachma, Gvura, and Oisha with the Torah. And with the will, with the Ratzayin HaBayre, Haskel V'yadaya Oisi, then you can have, and you will have, the Chachma, the Gvura, and Oisha. Pirish, Im, B'matana, Yesh, Gam, Ken, Yizgashus, V'tveikus, V'sherish. The gift that Hashem gives you, you have to know how to make sure that it's connected and rooted and dunk, that it's all completely bound up with the Sherish, the source of all things in this world, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Zeh Hoya Matnas Eretz Yisrael. That's what Eretz Yisrael is. Something given to us, but given to us because of Torah and how we will observe Torah and how we will thrive as a Torah nation on this land here in Eretz Yisrael. Shnivdiach lehem akasuv zoyis haaretz asher tipol. Now we're going to get now to this word tipol. See, we've been talking about how everything is rooted in Shemayim. Now we understand every square meter of Eretz Yisrael that goes to a particular Jew is connected to that particular neshama, and it's based on Rav Moshe Kordovero. It's a remark that the Am Yisrael has not just because it was fair to give God here and Yisachar there and Asher here and Naftali. No, every part of Eretz Yisrael has a spiritual character and has a place from Shemayim that fits just right with those people and those families from that Shevet. So Tipo means that Eretz Yisrael and who's getting what is coming from Shemayim. That's the meaning of Zayis Eretz Asher Tipo Lachem to you very individually. Let's see how the Sassana says it inside. Zehayim Akhmas Eretz Yisrael Shiftiach Lachem HaKosav. This is what the Pasuk is promising Am Yisrael. Zayis Eretz Asher Tipo Pirush. Just as they are coming into various parts of the land, which the Goral announces, and the Goral is a fascinating Goral, right? That you have a kalpi, and you have inside the lots, and the lot says it's a certain piece of land, and the Kohen Gadol, through his nevuah, says that if this piece of land, if that parcel of land comes up, then it must be that it's, on the other hand, will come out the name of, let's say, the tribe of Asher.
Was an ace, Asher Orchestra.
Yes, but why? So the simplest strategy, because everybody should know and see that this is where we belong. Or, I shouldn't say it that way, yes. This is what's divinely decreed. It's from Asher. And then the measure says that the girl itself voiced out, Asher! In this place, Naphtali, in this place, Yehuda, in this place. So that nobody would have any arguments, and no one would have any doubts about the truth and veracity of who's supposed to get what. Now we're saying something else. We're saying that the neshamas of that shevet belong in that piece of the land. That the actualization of the kedusha of that part of Eretz Yisrael is only made possible through the mitzvahs and maasim of that shevet in that parcel of land. That's tipol lachem. from Shemayim, because there's a rootedness of the land in Shemayim. Everything is from Shemayim. The existence of every atom, of every molecule, of every piece of dust or sand in this country is min Hashemayim. It's being caused by HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly, in a certain way and in a certain spirit, and in a way and in a spirit that corresponds to this specific person in his nachala in this part of Eretz Yisrael. Seriously.
This means my 80% of the Kiddush has been lost because of the 10 tribes. It's coming to disappear.
That's a different question whether the Kiddush of Rishon is also still applicable today or not. And certainly, there's a certain aspect of the Kiddush that exists even today, as far as whether or not it exists in the Torah. Certain mitzvahs, of course, the Machlekes of Rishon. But what we're saying here is that specific shvatim belong in specific places because they have a rootedness in Shemayim, those people of that Shevet, and that rootedness in Shemayim is on a certain parallel with the holy nature of the rootedness of that piece of in Shemayim. Let's see it inside.
That's what we talked about, lost about that to be rooted in the future.
Yeah. Right.
Otherwise.
Yeah. That's what, and it was a way not just of saying that it's fair. It's much more than that. Saying you all, Am Yisrael, intrinsically belong to this land and it belongs to you. Very individually so. This Shevet and this family here and this Shevet and that family there. To bring out the Kedusha of that parcel of land, I must have Shimon. There I need Dan. Oh, here I must have Yisachar. Pirish HaKamash HaNikhusu Lamata. They, here on earth, physically, go marching into Eretz Yisrael. Kach nizdavku b'sherish Eretz Yisrael l'mal. Each Yid is also connecting with the Kedusha of the land. Where is the Kedusha of the land coming from? From Shemayim. So if you come into the land and you live and bring out the Kedusha from that land, then you are connecting to the Kedusha of that land as that land is made holy in heaven. Kach nizdavku b'nei Yisrael became connected with Sherish Eretz Yisrael l'mal. Become connected with the great source of the physical existence of and the holiness of Eretz Yisrael, which is in Shemayim. Kolak ha'bim ha'kaimah. Every yid in the rightful place. This is based on this Moshe Kedver on the Rabak. But he's saying that that's the hint in the Pasuk. Zayis ha'aretz Hashem tipol lachim from Shemayim to you very specifically. Kamesh ha'emer ha'medrash. Lachem hu re'uya. He's taking it to a much deeper level. That's the point of the gargoyle. That's the point. Not just, it should be fair, no one should say that, well, how do you divide this way or that way or the other way? Why did you get that part and I got the other part? It's to show that this is where you have the potential to bring out the potential that's in them. They're not just getting a piece of land, not real estate. They're getting a connection, kedusha, of that piece of land. And that kedusha is where? B'chein v'vakshim. That's why we daven the way we do. Shetaleinu, simcha li'artzeinu, v'sita'enu, b'gvuleinu. It's not redundant. We have to come physically li'artzeinu, v'sita'enu. But then the planting, meaning that we should become rooted where Eretz Yisrael is rooted, Bikvuleinu, in our region, where our neshamas specifically are chosen by a Kadosh Baruch Hu and gifted with the ability to bring out the Kedusha in that part of Eretz Yisrael. We know it's unlike any other land, we're unlike any other people. And the Medrash is saying these people belong in this land, and the Sfasenus is explaining that means that we have something that we share with the land. We and the land having something that derives from Shemayim. The Shairish Lamala. Pirish Chelik HaShairish. Now, that's the holiness of it. That rootedness of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu intends for each granule of sand on this holy land. And then for what the Yid on that land is meant to accomplish. There's a little bit like what you raised before, that yes, unfortunately, the Kedusha is not the same now that we can't all be there, so the Mitzvah Hashem will all be there.
And therefore, yes, Kedusha is not as comparable, it's not of that quality, but what he wants to say now is that Kedusha came when we arrived. This is a Yesod Gadol that we have to know. And that's the problem with B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuven as he's going through. It could be that eventually B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuven belonged and were supposed to be on the other side, on the east bank of the Jordan River. But first, we have to have Eretz Yisrael that's promised to us and make that Kadosh. And then, after that Kadosh, the Kedusha also can apply and can be brought to all other places where a Shevet goes. But first, the Shvatim have to connect with and create the Kedusha that only we, all 12, can create in that land. Then we can move on and bring out Kedusha even on the other side of the Jordan River. Let's see it inside. All the beauty, glory, splendor of Eretz Yisrael is not the same because Shechina is not here and Rov Yisrael is not here. When we came there, Kedusha arrived. Kedusha arrived because we were there. It's like, you know, you want to start a car without a key? I mean, there are people who know how, but I mean, but basically, right? We're the ones who can rev up that motor that's called the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Then, after the land proper, Eretz Kanaan is Kadosh, then it's possible that the Kedusha spreads east to the Transjordan. That they wanted but they did it not l'shem shemayim, not the right way. They did it because we're strong. But in God, for instance, according to Ramban, the suggestion of Ramban is that they were very powerful warriors, so we're not worried about being on the border and not being together with everybody else. That's not a reason to take or not take a piece of land, as an example. Because they quickly and without the right preparation of spirit and without the right reasons took Nachala. So the Medrash says that's the Pasuk in Mishlei, Nachala Mevahelas Barishayna, taken hurriedly and not correctly at first. V'achrisa loy sivayvach. In the end, it's not blessed. They were the first to be exiled. When they go to the Ruvay, Hayim Shem. V'hayim, because Shekoz Man Shalim Iskach Ha'aretz V'hayim Makayim V'hakdim Ever Hayardim. If Eretz Yisrael is not yet Kadosh because we're not there, then you can't take another piece of land. It's certainly not going to be covered. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu insists, no, first you have to join, not only because it's the right and fair thing to do, but we have to make the Eretz Kanaan that's promised to us Kadosh by all of us winning those battles and settling that land. Then you can move and try to make the other lands Kadosh. They also were promised to Avraham Avinu first. This is the Eretz Achuzaschem. When they asked for it, it was premature. It was not yet to be Nachlas Hashem. Because what he is explaining to us is that without us, the land doesn't have its proper mate, and without its proper mate, it's not a land that will be productive. Not only not productive in material terms, in terms of agriculture, which we've seen. We've seen throughout this, 1900 years, nobody made anything really grow here in this country until Yisrael came back. It's more than that. Kedusha of Jewish life needs that it be rooted in this land, and the Kedusha of the land needs us to live here with mitzvahs and nice and tovim so that the Kedusha of the land becomes actualized. And when we did that, then it's possible to spread that Kedusha to the other lands, to the East Bank, even as far, look, Avraham Avinu in the Brisbane of Sarum was promised, Min Hanor, Min Nahar Mitzrayim, Ad Hanor Agrodon Nahar Pras, right? From the Nile to the Euphrates. But first, the Kedusha that we can bring out and must bring out from this land that's specific to each Shevet and specific to each person and his property in his holy place. We should be Zelcha as we walk and live in our greatest foot to be here and to be in Eretz Yisrael. We should absorb the Kedusha and bring out from the way we live, through the holy ways that we live in every day of our lives, bring out the Kedusha to all the places where we walk and live says Mr. Hashem, that will help us to move towards the Binyan, the Semikdash, and Shiva Sisi in the Mitzvah.